From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The challenger in Afghanistan's presidential runoff may drop out. Abdullah Abdullah plans to reveal his decision in a news conference tomorrow. The development is raising questions about whether the withdrawal and protests will diminish the credibility of President Hamid Karzai's victory. Tension escalated recently when Karzai rejected Abdullah's demands to fire the country's top election official after nearly a million fraudulent ballots were thrown out from the first round of voting. The H1N1 flu pandemic is causing more deaths among children. The government has released new stores of a drug that fights the infection. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has received 19 new reports of deaths in children and teens, bringing the total for the new flu to 114. It's the highest jump in a single week since the pandemic started last spring. The government is making more treatment available. It's released the last of the liquid Tamiflu in its strategic stockpile to the states, 234,000 doses. That's in addition to the 300,000 doses released October 1st. Liquid Tamiflu is useful for children who are too young to swallow capsules. Meanwhile, 10 million new doses of vaccine became available in the last week, bringing the total to 27 million. The situation today, says CDC Director Tom Frieden, more virus, more vaccine, and more treatment. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
A transit strike could be in the offing in Philadelphia, and that could disrupt transportation for thousands of fans headed to Game 3 of the World Series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees tonight. We have more on this from NPR's Carol Van Dam.
The union threatened to go on strike a minute past midnight today if talks with Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority did not go well. But after the deadline passed, Allison Cooper, vice president of Transport Workers Local 234, says union negotiators agreed to do as Governor Ed Rendell asked and continue talking until 6 o'clock this evening. Tonight's game begins 2 hours later. Cooper confirms the union, which represents 5,000 subway, bus, and trolley workers, will talk until 6. SEPTA spokesman Richard Maloney says management will do the same and hopefully, he says, come to an agreement. The Phillies and Yanks are scheduled to play the third, fourth, and fifth games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in Philadelphia. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The search continues today for 9 victims involved in the mid-air collision off Southern California's coast this week. Authorities say they don't believe anyone survived the crash between a Marine Corps helicopter and a Coast Guard plane that at the time was searching for a missing person. However, authorities say they have recovered debris from the 2 aircraft. This is NPR. The Philippines is reeling from its 4th typhoon in a month. Mirinay slammed into a northeastern province overnight, generating new flash floods already ravaged by previous typhoons. In Manila, at least 7 people were killed and several others are missing. The Philippines is still trying to help the tens of thousands of people displaced since September. Hundreds of kids are getting their costumes ready to trick-or-treat at perhaps the most recognized address in the world. Danielle Carson reports.
About 2,500 lucky youngsters from Washington, D.C. and the surrounding Maryland and Virginia suburbs will be knocking respectfully on the front door at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue tonight. The kids and their families are coming to the White House from 5 Washington area elementary schools and the military. The Halloween bash will be on the front lawn of the White House that will be festooned with ghoulish decorations. It's a closely guarded secret what costumes, if any, President and Mrs. Obama will wear. And it's anyone's guess what their daughters, 8-year-old Sasha and 11-year-old Malia, will wear. But don't rule out some of the visitors from showing up in Obama costumes. And no surprise with a First Lady who champions healthy eating. There will be bowls of healthy treats as well as good old-fashioned Halloween candy. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The extra hour of evening daylight gone. The official change to standard time occurs 2 a.m. Sunday, though most people will change their clocks this evening and get an extra hour of sleep. Some states and territories don't observe daylight saving time and won't have to worry about changing their clocks back. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.